Juneau's privately owned electric utility is trying to plan for a future that includes more electric cars. It's estimated there are more than 100 fully electric vehicles in the city. Even Teslas, the Porsche of electric vehicles, have been spotted in the capital city. As this new reality sets in, the state's regulatory commission is taking a closer look. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins reports.
Juneau's car dealerships don't sell fully electric vehicles, or EVs. There's no tax break for buying one here, like in Washington State. But Devin Kibbe, the president of Juneau's Electric Vehicle Association, says that hasn't slowed the momentum.
Even without these incentives, people are still buying electric vehicles.
And Juneau's electric utility, Alaska Electric Light and Power, or AELNP, is trying to figure out a way to incentivize those drivers to charge at night. That's when the least amount of electricity is being used, so the cars are less of a burden on the grid. In November, the utility filed a request with the state's regulatory commission to offer a cheaper rate to electric vehicle owners who plug in during those times. It was a program they could opt into.
It's not necessarily that it's a bad deal, and by no means is a bad deal, but we're just wondering if there's another way to allocate the benefits to better help EV adoption in Juneau.
In January, the state's regulatory commission approved AELNP's nighttime charging rate, but the agency is also investigating how the utility makes those decisions. Kibbe says the Electric Vehicle Association wants a seat at the table, too. They want to ensure the best framework is being created to support the growing number of electric vehicles. Kibbe thinks the utility should offer the same nighttime charging rates like its previous experimental program, and provide affordable energy from public fast charging stations during the day.
One of the things that I think often comes up when we deal with incentive rate programs is the concern that all customers are treated fairly.
That's Alec Mezdag, a director at AELNP. The fast chargers can juice a Nissan Leaf in about 20 minutes, lessening the dreaded range anxiety. With a typical charger, there are 10 of those in town, that can take about 4 hours. The utility's Washington-based parent company, Avista, has installed fast chargers down south. But Mezdag says Washington has a very different regulatory environment than Alaska. Namely, the Washington legislature passed a bill making it okay for the utility to pass on that expense to ratepayers. And even though there are several electric vehicles in Juneau, Mezdag says that doesn't mean there's the same type of demands as other cities.
What we don't have in Juneau is a very large number of people who would need to utilize that infrastructure. The current owners of electric vehicles find it more convenient to charge at home because they typically have off-street parking.
Mezdag thinks there's still a lot to learn as more electric vehicles cruise into town. The Regulatory Commission of Alaska is trying to navigate the new environment, too. Its next meeting on the matter is Friday, February 10th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.